It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
At the 34-yard line of the Packers, here's Jordan Love stepping underneath the setter. He's got Jacobs in the backfield. On first down, Love looks it over. Love, play action. Love with some heat on, fires downfield and intercepted. Bullock has it at the 45-yard line down there. Second pick of the game for the Houston Texans.
That's one of the three turnovers that the Texans generated in their loss to the Packers 24-22 at Lambeau. Shout out to Kalen Bullock, the youngster, constantly around the football, playing, you know, kind of roaming that center field as he does at safety. Is he maybe one of the things that gives you hope with the Texans team? As we get into our question of the day here in the loop, do you still have hope for this Texans team, and where does your hope reside, if so, when it comes down to it? Lopez, is there something for you that jumps to mind that keeps you kind of thinking about the hope that exists for this Texans team going on?
I'm thinking short term and then long term. Kalen Bullock obviously is a big part of the long term, as are, you know, a lot of these young players and such. But let's focus on, at least I am, I'm going to focus on short term. As bad as it is with the offensive line, you've proven how you can win. You've proven that you can win games because you have C.J. Stroud. Now, my only worry with C.J. Stroud, we alluded to, is it's starting to get in his head a little bit. You know, he really wasn't the same guy. He was bailing a little sooner. He was not stepping up in the pocket as he could have. No, certainly several instances he couldn't have because the pressure was coming up the middle. But it seemed like he was bailing. Nevertheless, my hope is on C.J. Stroud. That's not very creative. But, I mean, that's what we have. That's where we are right now.
No, and I think that is a luxury that you have with a team of the, and, you know, a team that is in a situation that has a quarterback of this magnitude. Mm-hmm. Not very many teams have that situation when they can go, well, if all else fails, we know that that guy back there, under center or behind center in shotgun situations, we feel, you know, the utmost confidence that he is going to do everything in his possibility to get us to a W.
Yeah, and
the
Texans are
in that spot
when he's playing, you know, loose and free and not maybe hearing steps. I'm interested what like you and Figgy are like. Where's the hope? Let's talk short term, because we know the long term. This team is getting built the right way. I feel like it is.
Yeah,
you know,
I think for me it's just like this defense. One, generated some turnovers, but two, like even without. And you talked about this a lot. This was one of your favorite talking points last week. Four to five starting players, ultimately, on the defense. They still, for the most part, held it down. They still were able to generate turnovers. They were still able to get some stops. Now, of course, I don't know how much you can kind of do this, but if you get rid of some of like the, you know, boneheaded plays that seemed to move from offense to defense this week, but if you got rid of a couple of those, this would have been an incredible defensive game. For the defense, and the defense continues to be the tip of the spear for this team. Mm-hmm. That is a hope for me, is that I know that this defense will continue to stand up when needed and give you an opportunity to compete in games.
You have hope?
Yeah, I still have hope, man. I think, honestly, and I ain't trying to take the easy answer out, but as long as C.J. Stroud is under center, man, I'm always have hope, because they didn't even have a good game yesterday, and they were still somewhat in the game. But I think C.J. Stroud just didn't have a really good game. I know that's not cool to say.
Yeah.
But he didn't have that C.J. Stroud type of game.
What about getting Nico back?
Oh, yeah. That's clearly a big hope.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to talk more about this as we go. But, yeah, man, you almost wonder why he seems to matter so much in the course of his passing offense. A lot was made about the five-headed monster. And yeah, man, obviously offensive line did not allow them to be great in some ways in this game, but there was other issues that you could point to passing-wise. Never feels like that with Nico Collins, right? Mm-hmm. When Nico Collins is out there, at the very least, in a tough situation, in a scramble drill, whether maybe not a lot of separation and as an opportunity to go and get deep shots, he provides all of those things, which are all super helpful, super necessary for you, and allows you to continue moving the ball, like continue drives on third downs, because you know that he gives you a shot and moving the sticks. Like all of those things, it feels like those have either diminished or almost fallen by the wayside in some ways. Nico Collins coming back is just, he is quite a jump start to whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
That absolutely is great, knowing that he will make his way back. And I don't think that his injury was to the point where we're going to be in a Christian Harris type situation where the window opens up and we're like, hey, what's happening?
Where are you?
I do have the feeling that this was more precautionary considering the nature of the soft tissue injury with the hamstring. They're like, hey, we want to make sure you're all the way right so that when that window opens back up, you're ready to go and hit the ground running.
Interesting one from the 409, because I know we're going to be talking about this at some point this week, if not today. But my hopes are that they make some good trades. A lot of money on the offensive line, but they need to fix it. Boy, trades on the offensive line.
Yeah, people, that is obviously a consideration, especially once you get to a point when you're wondering if the line as constituted can get better, which I know there's a lot of people that are there. I just always default to the idea of there aren't that many good offensive linemen, and so when you have them, it's hard to get one, right? When have we seen, especially elite offensive linemen move, and the last ones I'm thinking about are like, Ronnie Stanley with the Ravens. I'm thinking about Trent Williams, and he wanted to move more than they wanted to move him. Like, it feels like there has to be either an awkward, odd circumstance, or a team, or like a player that feels like he wants to move that initiates.
Well, here's the other thing: does one player help this line?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure that the answer is yes. There,
yeah, and I feel like as bad as they've been, I don't know if it's an obvious answer on who do you replace.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so let's say
you replace Titus Howard?
I don't know.
Do you just
Kenyon Green? I don't know.
Do you
does it make a difference?
I don't know.
Titus Howard fell. Like, I mean, I know it happens, but just like stumbled and fell to the ground and in a crucial situation. I get it. It happens. But man, you know.
I just don't think they're, as bad as they are, I don't think they're that bad to the point where you could point out at one of them, like, we need to find a replacement for this.
Exactly.
One, yeah. And where it'd be good. It's a weird position to be in.
And again, if it was one guy consistently, and I know Laremy Tunsil's name is the one that gets called a lot. Mm-hmm. If it was just like, hey, it's this one guy every time. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's like a shooting pain.
Exactly.
Right? It just jumps around the offensive line in some ways as to who is going to have the thing that is the broken link on the chain in a given moment. And so, yeah, as annoying as it can be listening to the offensive line or listening to different people in the team talk about, oh, well, we just need to execute. We just need to do better. It feels like that ultimately is the case outside of like, hey, changing some of the things that you do in order to make it easier to do better.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know if there's even a particular person that I point to.
I would say Stroud and really, you know, getting healthy defensively, like because that's far too many people to have out. I get, you know, they made some plays here and there and overall with the three turnovers, you can't argue about that. But that would give you better depth, give you better rotations. You know, maybe Mario Edwards when he comes back, and then you have Autry, you know, with more reps under his belt. Maybe this just has to become a running team that plays good defense.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he stay healthy, I'm very comfortable with the running game. Like, as long as Joe Mixon play.
I'm very comfortable with Joe Mixon.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said.
If he said the running game, Joe Mixon is the running game.
And obviously, somebody's mentioned on the YouTube, Kenny Green's still a rookie, basically. Stuff like that is going to happen occasionally, happens to veterans too. Yeah, I think the thing that makes it untenable is that it keeps bouncing around. But we've gotten real negative. Let's get back to the hopes of this, right? And one of the things that gives me hope is Tank Dell can't continue looking like this necessarily. Like, this feels like this is the low end of what's happening here. It seems like there will be better play from Tank. Obviously, we've seen better play from Stephon Diggs than this game in particular. Like, those things, they have to come back and, you know, at least normalize in some ways. And it feels like you haven't been in that place. Some other things to come on the text line, 832. Will Anderson Jr. is my hope right now. Shout out to Kalen, though. And, yeah, the defensive pass rush remains at a level that I feel great about. I was talking about the defense as whole, but like, yeah, the tip of that spear there for the defense is being able to generate pressure, and those guys did that at a high level, including obviously Danielle Hunter gets a sack as well as Will Anderson Jr. Plus Tim Settle was in that backfield causing havoc. The defensive line I feel good about.
I'm with you 100%.
Do you still got hope in the receiving right now?
Let's talk at 1 o'clock.
Okay. He needs to ruminate on that. That's exactly what he'll do here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, talk about some of the other things that happen in the National Football League, including the torn Achilles heard around the league and all the responses to it. We'll talk about that and more next.